This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
In gardeners, welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And it's gorgeous weather out right now compared to what we've been used to. High 70s into the 80s the past, I don't know, 10, 14 days. But right now it's nice out there, 65 degrees to get out in the garden this morning. Enjoy yourself for a bit. The next few days look great. Looking at the 70s for most of this week. One warmer day, but I'll take it, right? That heat has been something to deal with when you work outside or you've been outside for a good amount of time. But hey, it is summer, right? Summer, we expect that heat. So we're going to be here for the next 3 hours to try and figure out what we can be doing in the garden to enjoy ourselves out there, because we will be spending a lot more time this year, as we've all know. I do believe we have some more calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you today?
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Quickly.
Sure.
One thing I want to mention, if you don't mind, that is thanks for your advice about the irises, daffodils, and tulips. When I ended up fertilizing all of them with superphosphate, I've never seen so many flowers this year.
Perfect.
So something to keep in mind. That's what I'll be doing all summer long, is keeping them going and enriching their roots. The reason why I called is I'm trying to transplant an Annabelle.
Okay.
How do I go about doing that, if I may ask?
So right now might not be the best time to be doing it. Just with the summer, the heat, etc. I'd be a little bit nervous doing it. Just based on when you dig up something and you take out a root system like that, you are, it's susceptible to shock, and the heat adds to that. So that, it might not be the most beneficial thing for you. That being said, if, in the next few days where it's cooler temperatures, maybe, getting the hole ready right away where you're going to move it, watering the Annabelle the night before and maybe that morning to have it absorb extra water. So for the, when it does, the roots get dug, it has moisture into the plant. Also using like a biotone starter to help with that transplant shock would be something definitely good to do, making sure the new hole has compost, some good soil. That would be something to do. Try and get as big of a root ball as you can handle, so that you're taking as much of the root system as possible.
Okay.
and trying to do it early in the day. So it's cooler, and maybe it's not, you know, sometimes when you do something where it's in the heat of the day, where it's nice and hot, it can actually shock it even quicker, right? Just the heat will dry it out a little bit more. You're looking to make sure that root ball has moisture in it prior, obviously, but when you move it, it's not very dry and the soil just breaks apart. So it's more of preparing for it, you know, getting it nice and wet, getting the areas ready to go, adding some of the biotone, adding some compost, something to that soil so that the transition from one place to another is seamless.
Okay.
And again, I definitely suggest doing something earlier in the day so that the cool temperatures in the mornings will help it before it gets into the hot sun. And then really soak it in there once you've transplanted it into the soil. You know, so what I like to do when anytime I'm planting any type of shrub or something that has a, you know, bigger root system, I fill the soil as much as I can around it, kind of compact it, then water it. I don't fill it all the way to the top with the soil, but I'll fill it as much as I can, compact it, because you'll notice it'll go down a bit. Once you water, the water will push some of that soil into any of those air pockets that the soil might not have gotten. You'll notice that the soil kind of falls a little bit. Then you add some more soil around it, water again to really get that deep soaking. And continue on with the deep soakings for the next 2-3 weeks in the mornings, just to make sure it gets established and it doesn't get shocked.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I may just wait till later in the year to do it.
Maybe right now, the fall might be not a bad time to do it, or early spring.
Okay.
I know, you know, sometimes those Annabelles can almost die back to the ground. You don't even know where they are. You know, just cooler temperatures is what you want when it comes to transplanting most anything. The hotter the it is, the more the plant will go through shock.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay,
young man. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bob. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're spending a lot more time outside, so we're seeing that mosquitoes are around. And we know that mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Summit, responsiblesolutions.com. Now, as we learned last week, they do have these mosquito bits as well. We talked with Summit last week, and they were just talking about how the mosquito bits are almost like that instant killer. So if you're seeing the larvae in there, that would be something to throw in first, and then get those dunks for that 30-day killer, if you will. We want to get that instant kill and then that slower kill to keep everything out. So if you're noticing that happening, something to think about, because it's happened to me in the past. I thought, let's just throw the mosquito dunk in there. I saw a larvae, but they all came out. I needed to go with the instant. But just something I learned last week a little bit, and I'm passing it on. I actually passed it on to a few people I work with, so just wanted to pass it on to you guys. We do have some more calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Ted is in Rochester.
Ted, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. My question is, I have a blueberry bush, which for about 8 years, I had good blooms and had about, maybe 2 quarts of blueberries from it.
Okay.
In the past 2 years, I've gotten no blooms and no blueberries.
Okay.
Is there any way to correct that?
Well, so one thing I would do right away is I would get a soil sample taken, see how acidic your soil is. Over time, it can go back to almost alkaline or neutral to the soil aspect of it. You want very acidic soil to help produce. The other thing, have you been fertilizing at all?
No, I've been, I make my own mulch.
Okay.
You know, out of grass cuttings and leaves and so forth. And I mulch around the bush every year. But like I said, the last 2 years, it just went, it's like dormant. I get no blooms, and then therefore I don't get any fruit.
So I would be looking at adding something to the soil line along the lines of like berry tone from Espoma. Okay, that's perfect for any fruit like that. That would be a good one to put in the spring. You could be putting it down at this point too, to add a little bit to the soil. I'd also be looking at maybe using like a liquid fertilizer, like a you know, like a Neptune's Harvest or something along those lines to add to the soil to really bring it up, you know, help produce more to it. That would be a couple of things. Again, start with the pH test. That's going to be the biggest thing. What I want you to do, hang tight for me. So on the other side of the break, I can give you some more information of what to do. So I'm not just rushing it to give you that information. So hang tight. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Ted, and for a number of years, he had some blueberries that produced, you know, quarts of blueberries. And this year, they haven't, the past 2 years, excuse me, they haven't done much. So we talked about fertilizing, but the other thing I want to add to the mix for you here, Ted, is pruning these blueberries. Blueberries, sometimes when the canes get older than about 6 years old, they actually stop producing as much. So some pruning might be necessary for what you have. Okay. What I would look at doing is cutting it back by a third of the oldest canes. You'll be able to tell by how thick they are and how, you know, strong they are. Take a look at it. Basically, you're going to be able to see. Right now, you probably can't really see through the plant. You know, the best time to be pruning it, to be honest, would be right at the end of winter, beginning of spring, to thin it out. I think you could do it now just to try and help it going forward. But if it was just sticks, just picture just the amount of sticks that are there and it's just everywhere. Then actually prune out a third of it and you'll be able to almost see through the plant itself.
Okay.
That's gonna help tremendously because it seems like you've had it for, you know, 6-8 years. Those first 6 years were very productive. And then what's happened is it's overrun with the older branches, and those older branches are just ready to just be there, right? They're not ready to produce anything for you.
Okay.
So that's going to be the other thing. What I would look to do is, you know, maybe add some new blueberry bushes in there to help cross-pollinate with them. A lot of them are self-pollinating, but what they do is they do better when they have other varieties with them. So maybe it's adding just another one more plant to it
to help produce more fruit for next year when you've pruned on there. So I think that that has a lot to do with it. Again, make sure the acidity is low. So I would check the soil pH. Over time, it can, you know, get higher. If it's between like a 5.5 and a 6.5, you might notice a lot less flowers as well. So bringing the pH down with a soil acidifier would be the best way to do it, like an aluminum sulfate would be good. You could also add some sort of compost on the outside of the soil just to enrich the area, kind of mix it in a little bit. But I think with a combination of those three or four things, you might have some more success. But a lot of times the older wood on a blueberry will take away from some of the flowering. One final thought that could have happened is this spring we had a real warm-up. And then we had some cold weather. It would explain this year's lack of blossoms, but not last year's, right? Because last year, you know, we might have actually had the same type of thing. That could have something to do with where it warmed up early, then it got cold, and we had some frosts, and then it warmed up and in between. So that could have part of it. But I think if you do a combination of what we've discussed, you're going to have some more success there.
All right. Now, the bush is like 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, I've always trimmed out all the dead wood.
That's perfect to do.
I drop the whole...
I would be thinning out some of the good branches as well,
okay.
Honestly.
And bring
it down a bit by a third. But take a look. You're going to see some branches that are thicker than others. If you have one area that's just all thick branches like that, maybe cut a few of them off. Because the older stems on a blueberry don't produce as much or very little. You want some of the younger growth. It's usually like the first or second year growth. So by doing this, thinning it out, you might bring it down from 12 feet to like 8 feet. But it's thinning it out and being able to almost see through, it's going to help in the next few years for you. And constantly each, like, early spring, end of winter, then you would just kind of thin it out a little bit each year, and that's going to help you tremendously.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Ted, good luck.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
Two people were killed and several others were injured in a northeastern Texas city after police say a man with a rifle and a battle belt opened fire. Three officers were shot in the confrontation with the gunman and one other person, non-life-threatening issues. The gunman, who has not been identified, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, authorities said. It is not immediately clear what led up to the shooting. The Uvalde police chief has resigned.
Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez is reacting to the news of school police chief Pete Arellano's resignation from the Uvalde City Council.
This is perhaps part of that accountability.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News. Nearly 24 people have been sickened with listeria, and one has died, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Those who have fallen ill reside in 10 U.S. states, but the majority of them live in or travel to Florida a month before they got sick. Symptoms usually start within 2 weeks after someone eats food contaminated with listeria. The CDC has not been able to identify the source of the outbreak. A former Georgetown tennis coach was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for admitting to pocketing more than $3 million in bribes in exchange for helping wealthy parents cheat their kids' way into the school. The sentence for Gordon Ernest is by far the toughest punishment in what federal authorities call the biggest college administration scam ever prosecuted by the U.S. Justice Department. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia's in Massachusetts.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know some of those apple seeds popped, and they have like a little end on them now.
Yep.
So I put them in dirt, and what do I do next? I mean, how long will I have to be putting this for before I put them somewhere?
Well, so you want them to start growing a bit of a root system, right?
Right.
So that when you do put them out, they want to keep expanding. So the way to do it, you put it in dirt, you put it in containers, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, I have the that soil with the worm casting in it.
Yep, good perfect. Stuff. Yep. So what you want to do is every few days, I want you just to tug a little bit at the sprout, right? I don't want you to pull like you're trying to pull it out. Just see if there's some resistance, right? There's probably some roots there. But the stronger it gets, the more root system it will develop.
How long will that take before I get to that point?
It can take a couple weeks, right?
Okay, just so I know the time frame.
Yeah, so we have some time. Because what I want you to do is, when we move them from the container to the, you know, to the ground, mm-hmm. we want them to be fully ready. We don't want the root ball, if you will, in the container to completely just fall apart when you move them. We want it to have some sort of structure to it.
Okay.
So this could take a couple weeks. It could take a month, right?
Sure. Okay.
But the idea is just pull on that sprout just a little bit, just to see if there's resistance. Once you start feeling resistance, then it'll be even a little bit stronger. You'll notice it'll get a little bit bigger. And I'd say I'd wait until the plant is about a foot and a half to till before you really put it into the ground. It's going to develop that root system. The root uptake, the fertilizer uptake, all those things, it's going to pull from the earth at the moment because it's very young. It doesn't need a heavy fertilizer by any means because it's so young, you could burn it. So the soil that you have has a lot of those nutrients in it. When you water it in, it helps release some of it and goes throughout the plant that way, right? So, kind of leave it for a little bit. Make sure it's taken care of when it comes to watering, but don't fertilize yet. Give it about 3 to 4 weeks.
Can I spray water it just like so the soil's wet, but not soak it, right?
You could spray water it. That's not a problem. The thing is, you know, with that soil, you want it to soak all the way through. What happens sometimes when we just spray the top,
all right,
the top aspect gets wet, but it doesn't go all the way through. So the lower part, the roots aren't pushing further down. They're staying towards the top. So it's the idea of a deeper watering. Well, right now, if you have it in a 4-inch container, that's fine. 6-inch container, whatever you have.
Like a half an inch, an inch?
Couple inches. I'd say. Yeah. You know, if you could, you have it as probably like a 4-inch pot, maybe, would you say?
I have them in containers, yeah.
Yeah, so what I would suggest doing, so instead of like running the faucet over it, maybe you could run the faucet, but just as it drips a little bit, right?
I've been using water that's, I put a shoe in there.
You put what?
The water through a Brita so it's not getting city chemicals.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So just slowly put water onto it and let it sit. You might actually have to water it when you do water it, like two or three times.
Oh, okay? All right.
Because the idea behind it is to get the moisture in the water to go further down into the pot. Because, like I said, if the water stays on top, the root system's only going to stay on the top, you know, half inch.
Okay.
We want the roots to go all the way to the bottom to get bigger and expand. So when we do put it in the ground, it has a big root ball or, you know, root system so that it can really survive on its own out there. So wait about 2 to 3 weeks, and I'd look at using like a liquid fertilizer. It could be like a Neptune's Harvest type, or it could be a wettable powder, and that could be like a Jack's Classic or Miracle-Gro, whatever works for you on it. Okay, but right now the watering is a big part of it and just making sure the whole root system gets wet.
Should I do the same with the vegetables that I put in pots? They all pretty much went in the same time.
I would, yes.
All right. And what about the fertilizer that I got from Mahoney's there, that vegetable stuff for the vegetables? Should I
the Neptune's Harvest?
For a while?
Did you get Neptune?
No, it was another brand, I think.
Okay, either way, I'd wait about 2 to 3. Well, so everything's really at a small seedling stage at this point.
Yeah.
Let them get to be about a foot tall.
Oh, I know it is. It's called, Garden Tone.
Yeah, so that's a granular form, right?
Yeah. It's like a little pebbly thing.
The granular form would be one that you could lightly use on there, which is a slow release. It has some quick release in it, but mostly slow release.
When should I do that?
You could do that now, but because they're small, you're going to do minimal amounts on the containers. The back of the package will tell you exactly how much to use for what you're looking at. It'll tell you by container. It'll tell you a number of things.
Okay, I'll look on there. I haven't had to even open that yet.
What I would also like for you to look at doing, though, is add a liquid feed to that in the next few weeks.
All right. What would that be like?
You could use like a Neptune's Harvest. You could use like a Peters, which is like a Jack's Classic. You could do that. You could also use anything that's like a wettable powder. Any of those would be fine. Now, so I pulled up the garden tone information on how much to use. So in potted plants, once they've become like a little bit established, once they've grown a little bit, which they already have, you can sprinkle 1.5 teaspoons of garden tone per 4 inches of pot diameter onto the soil along the outer edge of the pot and then water thoroughly.
So how often should I do that?
Just once in the spring here. And then, it says as well for, so like seedlings and transplants, you wait 7 to 10 days after planting. So if we're 7 to 10 days after planting, we're in. And then actually with the garden tone, I apologize, I said once, but you can actually use that monthly. So say with, you've done the, you do it today. So it's the 12th. So you would do it again July 12th, you would do August 12th, and then depending upon the season, you could do it again in September 12th, right? So it's monthly, once a month. And now if you are, if you're doing like herbs, you only have to do it once.
Okay.
And that's at the time of planting. Okay.
But I could, you never know.
Yeah.
I'll get all kinds of stuff in those pots, like everything from fruit to cantaloupe, watermelon. I'm just starting a whole bunch of seeds, and then I'm going to decide where they're going to go after that.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, start them out now while you can, while we have some time. And then once you figure out where it's going, plant them right in.
All kinds of vegetables, zucchini, squash, spinach. I just threw a whole bunch of different seeds and different pots. See what comes up, and then I'll figure out where they're going to go from there.
Perfect.
Huh? Like you said before, it's like, you know, like cooking, you just trial and error.
Exactly. All right, Patricia, well, I appreciate the phone call, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being there. Have a good one.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Michael's in Sterling.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Just to dovetail on the pollinator.
Yeah.
I let a little clover go in my yard, and I have bumblebees everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing. But the reason why I'm calling is I have a problem with zucchini.
Okay.
I can't grow it in my vegetable garden because there's not enough light. So I have them in pots. And I use the biotone. I use the garden tone. I use the lightning lime. And every time I try to grow them in pots, I either get the blossom end rot or the flowers just fall off. What's your insight on something like that?
Well, so zucchini in general, just so, you know, this is just part of it. They produce 10 male flowers to every one female flower. So the flowers are going to seem like they are, you know, tons of them, and they don't produce anything.
Right.
But realize that it's 10 to 1 on the male. The female is the one that grows the zucchini. Okay, so that's part of it. Now, the blossom end rot aspect, it's a calcium thing in the soil. So, you know, you're growing them in containers. Are you using the same soil each season, or is it new soil?
Pretty much the same soil, but I do amend it.
Yep, like you had said, you had lightning lime.
Correct.
What else did you use in it?
I used the biotone to start them, and I used the garden.
Garden tone?
Correct.
So there's a product out there called calcium nitrate. Calcium nitrate helps with blossom end rot. You can use it. It's a liquid form that you can use to help add the calcium in there to really push the new to help with blossom end rot. Right, because it calcium, and then it's got a heavy nitrogen boost in it. And You can use it for a number of things, anything that gets blossom end rot, right? And that would be part of it. You don't want it to contact the plants. You want it to be like at least 2 inches away from the stem. But you can do this twice, two applications. So once you do it now and then 2 weeks from now, can help the soil, adding that calcium and help green everything up at the same time. But calcium nitrate is the product that helps with blossom end rot, right? So I'd look for that.
Sure.
To help with the blossom end rot. Now back to it not flowering enough, right?
Correct.
You know, in containers, it seems like it might be a little bit harder because it's not getting all the nutrients from the soil. But, you know, as long as you have a pretty decent soil, it can work. Now, I have to hit the break. I want you to hang tight. On the other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit more of what else we can do to make this successful. So hang tight with me, and we'll take a look at it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Michael in regards to a zucchini and growing them in containers. So one of the things that's a little bit different about growing zucchinis in a container versus in the ground is we want them to actually have a lighter weight soil as well, looking for the soil to be a little bit more peat, compost, perlite, vermiculite, not the heavier soil. Because of the fact that it doesn't want to hold all that moisture in there, and it wants it to go through a little bit, right? So, we don't want the roots to be very compacted around the zucchini. So that's one thought to it. The other thing is, taking a look, and you've already started growing it, but in the future, looking at growing some of the dwarf plants in a container because it's a little bit easier to contain on there. And, you know, you want to water thoroughly to allow the water to go all the way through. But whenever the top 2 inches feel dry, that's when you'll water. You definitely in here want to use I would use like a Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed fertilizer on here every like 3 weeks to help build up that root system, build up the plant itself. And then to help push some of the pollination, right? Pollinate yourself. Now, there's a couple ways to do it. One, you can use the tomato spy, they call it. It's a spray that you spray into the flower. That will help pollinate it and get it to pollinate quicker. Or You can pollinate it yourself by taking a male flower, finding the female flower, and pollinating by rubbing the male flower onto the female flower. Now, how do you tell the difference between a male and a female? The female has a very small, it's like a centimeter, quarter of an inch, half an inch, not even half an inch, quarter of an inch size. It almost looks like a very tiny zucchini. That's the female, right? And like I said, the flowers are 10 to 1 male to female. It's one that it tries to make sure it can pollinate itself. And so it tries to give off as many of the pollen as possible. That's why you'll see it that way. But to help speed it up, you can do it yourself, right? So that's what I would look at doing. The other thing with it, just watering from the soil versus high above, as you know, to keep the powdery mildew type away from it, right? So that's what I would look at. So a lighter soil to help with the blossom end rot using the calcium nitrate, and then using a liquid fertilizer. You can use that time-release fertilizer, but I think the liquid fertilizer every 3 weeks is the way to go.
Okay, great. I do have the Neptune's Harvest, so I'll try to use that more frequently.
Definitely. And, you know, zucchini is one that has baffled me for a number of years. I remember 5 or 6 years, actually it's more than that, probably like 10 years ago at this point, I had some of the same problems, and I asked my father. I was like, hey, what's going on here? And that's when he was like, the 10 to 1 flower ratio, and then explaining like pollinating yourself. I felt like I was a little kid learning about the birds and bees again, but it's just sometimes we have to help Mother Nature out, and that's what I have found with zucchini is okay. The best way to get them growing quicker is to do it yourself.
All right, I'll give it a shot. Hey, thank you very much. Hey, great show.
Thanks, Michael. You have a great rest of your day.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right, so we are about a minute away from the break. I don't want to take another call on because at 8 o'clock I have Karen from Natural Alternative coming on. So anybody who's on the line, you can hold on, listen. And during about 8:33 is when I'll come out of the next, after the break, after Karen. We can answer those questions or you can call us back. So hold on for the number. The number is 855-660-4261. So that everybody who's on hold, I apologize. I don't want to take you on, cut you off, then make you hold for another 30 minutes. Up to you and what you want to do. But when we get back, Karen from Natural Alternative will be with us. We're going to be talking about a number of things to be doing. Talk about grubs, mosquitoes, everything. Definitely worth listening to. So stay tuned with us. So hold on to the number, 855-660-4261. Take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.